From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Islamic State has taken credit for two deadly bombings on the Arabian Peninsula on Friday. Both attacks targeted Shiite mosques and occurred as Iraq's vice president questioned the effectiveness of U.S.-led airstrikes against Islamic State forces. A group describing itself as a newly established affiliate said it was responsible for a blast in the eastern Saudi Arabian governorate of Qatif that killed 21 people and wounded at least 80 more. A second bombing near a mosque in the Yemeni capital Sana'a wounded 13 people. Meanwhile, Iraqi Vice President Ayad Alawi said that he has asked his country's leaders to form a strategy in the face of what he sees as a failed air campaign that is not controlling the militant group's growth. The Islamic State made further inroads towards its goal of creating a transnational caliphate on Friday by seizing the last border crossing between Syria and Iraq that had been controlled by the Damascus government. President Barack Obama has reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to Israel's security and stressed that Iran must not, under any circumstances, be allowed to get a nuclear weapon. Visiting one of Washington's largest synagogues, Mr. Obama said the framework agreement hammered out last month between Iran and six world powers has already halted or rolled back parts of Tehran's nuclear program. But Mr. Obama said he will not settle for anything less than the perfect deal.
A deal that endures beyond a decade, that addresses this challenge for the long term. In other words, a deal that makes the world and the region, including Israel, more secure.
Negotiators from Iran and the P5 plus one group are working on a June 30th deadline. This is VOA News. U.S. and Cuban officials meeting in Washington have failed to reach an overall agreement on reopening embassies and fully reestablishing diplomatic relations after a break of more than 50 years. But the State Department's Roberta Jacobson said she remains optimistic that negotiations will conclude. However, she acknowledged the two sides still have things that need to be ironed out.
Well, first of all, I'm glad that the emails are starting to come out. This is something that I've asked to be done.
Both Jacobson and her Cuban counterpart, Josefina Vidal, said the functioning of the embassies was a focus of this round of talks. Vidal also said while there is no announcement of an overall agreement, negotiators are continuing to make progress. This week's talks were the first high-level engagement between the two countries since President Barack Obama met with Cuban President Raul Castro during the April Summit of the Americas in Panama. The U.S. State Department has released 296 emails of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton that relate to a 2012 attack on U.S. diplomatic facilities in Benghazi, Libya. A State Department spokeswoman said the documents cover a two-year period and relate to the security of and attacks on the U.S. facilities in Benghazi. Four Americans, including the ambassador, were killed. The emails have been a point of contention after it was found that Mrs. Clinton, a 2016 Democratic presidential candidate, used a personal email account for messages she sent and received as Secretary of State. U.S. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen says she expects the Fed to start raising the key interest rate at some point this year. Yellen told a business group in Rhode Island on Friday that she expects the economy to continue improving, ending the need for record low interest rates. The Fed slashed interest rates to nearly zero 6 years ago to bolster the economy in the midst of recession. Falling unemployment and modestly rising growth will eventually mean that the stimulus will no longer be needed, and the central bank will allow interest rates to rise toward their historic averages. On Wall Street, Mrs. Yellen's comments had little effect, with the major indices closing lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished 0.3% lower. The S&P fell 0.2%. The Nasdaq was also lower. European stocks were mixed. Asian trading was higher. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.